always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Holiday travel comes early, with the TSA yesterday screening the highest number of passengers since the start of the pandemic. This morning, WWJ reporter Charlie Langton is at Detroit's airport.
This crowd's jammed Detroit's metro airport.
It's crazy.
Even online, pre-checked bags didn't help Catherine Rhodes from Oak Park, Michigan.
I thought by checking them in online that it would give me a heads up, but no.
And not many passengers have masks this Memorial Day weekend, but are you worried, Nicole from mid-Michigan?
I drive 77 kids on a 77 passenger bus. Trust me, germs are my thing.
Safe travels. Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
If you're traveling by car, here's some good news.
That means over the Memorial Day four-day weekend, Americans are going to be spending $1.6 billion less on gasoline compared to last year.
He's Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. Overall, prices are going up, as well as consumer spending. A key index shows U.S. prices rose 0.4% from March till April. That's much higher than the 0.1% increase the previous month. Measured year over year, prices were up 4.1% last month from 4.2% in March, while spending jumped 0.8% from March to April. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 50 points. The S&P 500 futures are up just over 6 points. Negotiators are said to be closing in on a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling by the June 1st deadline. Republican Chip Roy of Texas is concerned the spending cuts won't go far enough.
You're talking about raising the debt ceiling a significant amount of money. We got to get significant, changes in return.
Proposals include capping federal spending for 2 years. Ukraine says one person is dead after Russia hit a medical facility. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb has the latest on that conflict.
One person was killed and more than 20 injured in what Ukraine said was a Russian missile attack on a medical facility in Dnipro. Russia in turn blamed Ukraine for dozens of strikes on its southern Belgorod region. Moscow has summoned U.S. diplomats to its foreign ministry to protest what it called unacceptable remarks by White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan about strikes on Russian territory. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Pope Francis has not received any audiences today. The Vatican says he has a fever. A spokesman did not provide any further details on the health of the 86-year-old pontiff. And citing health reasons, Celine Dion has canceled all shows scheduled for 2023 through 2024. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The commissioner of baseball says he doesn't want the Brewers to leave Milwaukee. Rob Manfred says that's why the state of Wisconsin should help the Southeast Wisconsin Stadium District meet its obligations to pay for repairs.
I'm confident that the governmental bodies will come up with a plan to fund what's just an existing obligation under the lease.
And if they don't?
It's an obligation, and I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday. Wisconsin would spend $4 million over 2 years to attract workers to the state under the